if you are really excited that you are here today, I want you to shout a loud hallelujah. Church, I got to tell you, the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. It's by his faithfulness that we're here today. Because the Lord has spoken and he stood fast, that is why we are standing today. And we return all the glory and all the praise unto him. I want you to just take a moment, lift up both hands to heaven and just say, Jehovah, I appreciate you. Jehovah, I thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for keeping me. My sustenance, my God, my help, my Lord, the one in whom I trust, the one that will never fail, the one that has never failed, the one that promised to be there for you, for me, and has always been there for us. Why don't you glorify him this morning? Why don't you magnify his name this morning? In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, mighty God. We give you praise, mighty God. King of kings, Lord of lords, we thank you, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Everlasting God, as we look into your word of life this morning, Jehovah, I pray that you will speak to our hearts. Lord, we come looking unto you this morning, not unto any man, because, Lord, your word tells us that you are the one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may think or ask of you, according to your power that worketh in us. Therefore, this morning, Lord, let us see your work, your power in action in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Redeemer. Let your word go forth like a hammer in the name of Jesus, even to crush every stone in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word go forth like fire and let it consume everything in its path in the name of Jesus. We thank you, mighty God, for in Jesus' precious name I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody praise the Lord. Amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. Let's put our hands together for this awesome choir. It just keeps getting better and better. Keeps getting better and 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 better. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I tell you, it's good to see everyone in church this morning. It's a delightful thing that some of you, the last time I saw you was last year. You know, it took a whole year before I saw you again. But that's okay. That's okay. At least I can see you. And I'm happy about that. Please, if there is any empty seat next to you, can you please free that seat? Maybe your bag, your purse is sitting on the main chair while some people are sitting on the sideline. You know, so the ushers will accordingly fill it. So that we can all, okay, you guys scoot over, scoot over, scoot over, scoot over. You can come here. I'd like for you to come over here. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Cynthia and Julio. And Hugo, I'm sorry, I said Julio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning, we're going to look into the Word of God. But before we do that, it is one of my favorite person's birthday today. You know, and I just got to acknowledge my friend whose birthday is today, Bolu Olalowo. Hallelujah. She needs no invitation. You know, if it was an adult, they'd be waiting for invitation. She knows she needs no invitation. Please let's stretch forth our hands towards her and just bless her in the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your daughter. Thank you for keeping her another year. Jehovah, we ask, O God, that today you will lay your hands upon her yourself. And Lord, you will keep her. Lord, you will uphold her in the name of Jesus. Lord, this seed that is growing, that Lord, she will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus. Your life will be like the tree that is planted by the riverside. It will flourish. It will always be green in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be well with you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare today that the rest of your life will be the best of your life in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for Bolu. Hallelujah. Amen. Huh? Is there anybody else whose birthday is today exactly? I didn't think so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word the Lord has given us for this year is in John chapter 14 and verse 12. I will be talking about this a lot for the rest of the year. And it reads, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Jesus is saying something to us here. He's saying that if you believe in me, the qualification is belief. It says, if you believe in me, the works that I have done, you will also do. I thought somebody would say amen to that. Jesus did a lot of great works, a lot. Wonderful things. Raised the dead, you know, healed the blind. All kinds. He walked on water. All kinds of things. He calmed the storm. When the storm was raging, the sea was raging, he calmed the storm. He did a lot of great works. And he said, "These works that I have done, you will do the same. And not just that, you will do much more." You know why we are able to do much more? He said, "Because I go to my Father." Because I go to my Father. At the crossover service, we were talking about this Jesus. This Jesus is our Lord and Savior. My Lord and my Savior. Amen. And this Jesus, he declared unto us, not reading Psalm 23 now, because Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This Jesus told us, he said, "I am the good shepherd." Amen. That shepherd that was being referred to say, "I am that shepherd." Amen. And the Bible also tells us, not only is he the good shepherd, the Bible tells us that he's the chief shepherd. You see this in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. And we know what a shepherd does. A shepherd guides, a shepherd leads, a shepherd protects. Amen. And all of this the Lord will do in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I have since realized that at the beginning of the year like this, when we begin to make proclamations of this is going to happen, that is going to happen, you know, some get excited and some are like, "I had that before." How many people agree with me? They say, "I had that before. I had that before and it was not my experience." You know, I have had all kind of things for the year, but it has not been my experience. So many people, some people at the beginning of the year, they are anxious. They are not sure of what the future holds. They are not sure what is going to happen in the rest of the year. "I need a job. I need a wife. I need a husband." Yeah. No amen in the house? Okay. You know I have a wife, so I'm not talking about me. A beautiful one that loves me very dearly, and I love very dearly. You know, some people at the beginning of the year like this, they are anxious. They are wondering, "What does the future hold for me?" Amen? Because one of the fear that is common almost to all men is the fear of the unknown. Amen? Because we don't know what's up. We don't know what's coming up. We don't know how we're going to cope. We don't know how we're going to survive. This fear is common to all, but there are some other people that are confident. They know that, I know I got this. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. It says, "Do not boast about tomorrow." Don't boast. Don't boast about tomorrow. "For you do not know what a day may bring forth." Amen. Because even though some people have been confident about what the year holds for them, life suddenly throws them a curveball. And there's an outcome that they had not planned for. So the Bible says, don't boast about tomorrow because you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Ecclesiastes 8, 6 and 7. Ecclesiastes 8, 6 and 7. It says, because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the mystery of man increases greatly. He said, for he does not know what will happen. So who can tell him what when it will occur? You know, that's old King James. And I'm learning to, you know, read some contemporary translations now. We were talking about this earlier on today. So I checked in the Good News Translation. I'm like, what is this really saying to me? In the Good News Translation of the Bible, it says there is a right time and a right way to do things. There's a right time and there's a right way for everything, a way for everything to be done. It says, but we know so little. Verse 7, it says, none of us know what is going to happen, and there is none that can tell us. Acts 20 and verse 22 also expresses this kind of uncertainty that Apostle Paul felt. In Acts chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, the Bible says, this is Apostle Paul speaking here. He said, and see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there. So what I'm saying to us this morning is that if you are anxious about this year, you are not alone. Amen? You are not alone. I'm going to show you in a little bit. What I want to do this morning is just an exhortation, and then we're going to pray, because today we want to thank God. We want to really sing and dance and give glory to the name of the Lord. Amen? What Apostle Paul is expressing here is an uncertainty of what is to come. But his confidence, nevertheless, is in the Lord. Amen? When I'm trusting in myself, then my uncertainty or my anxiety or the things I'm not sure about can cause me to be paralyzed, can cause me to be depressed because I don't know what is going to happen. Praise the Lord. It says, Numbers 5, verse 23, it says, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. It's saying that it has been prophesied. I have been told that my journey to Jerusalem is going to be a tough one, but I don't know the details of it. That's what he's saying. I remember about 16 years ago when I got married, you know, I fell in love with this American chick, you know, and I made all kinds of promises to her. You know, we're going to have a great wedding. It's going to be fantastic. Don't worry about anything. I got this covered. For those that know about this, at this time I was living in Africa. I was in Nigeria, and I was a university professor, you know. And if you cast your mind back 16 years ago, professors didn't make a lot of money. You know, but I was boasting to her. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Then I called her. I said, you know what? I had this friend going to England. I have ordered the rings. Like, tell me your ring size. And I did order it, you know, with some fasting and, you know, hunger and deprivation and all kinds of things that I had to do to make it work, but it worked. I bought the ring. I told her, I said, I got this. I bought the rings already. And then I told her, I said, go shop for a wedding gown. Go shop for a wedding gown. You know, so she went to shop. She told me, I said, okay, I got this. I got this. Then my brother-in-law, the wife was in Nigeria at the time, but he was in England. So I gave my brother-in-law's wife, I gave her the money, and then my brother-in-law wired the money from UK to my wife in America. She bought her gown. But naira for dollar. Thank you, man. Naira for dollar. Man, I bought it. I said, you got it. He said, yeah, I got it. I said, okay, no problem. He said, how about the wedding arrangement? I said, don't worry about it. I got this covered. You know, but I have to admit to you today that every step of the way was a step of faith. I had to believe God for it. If I tell you, I mean, we fixed the wedding in January, and I had no clue where the money was going to come from. For those of us that are familiar with the Nigerian culture, especially the Yoruba culture, when it comes to wedding and all of these things, it costs a lot of money. But you know what happened? My sister, she comes to church here. I was pointing her out last Sunday. The first thing that happened was my sister told me, she said, Koye, the reception and the engagement party and everything, don't worry about it. I got that. That was clearly like 65% of the cost of the wedding. You know, and I'm still making math. I'm still telling her, babe, don't worry about anything. I got this covered. After I boast for 5 minutes, I go and pray for 1 hour. I said, I got this covered. But you know what the Lord did? The Lord totally surprised me. Totally. The job that I had been for so long, all of a sudden, the government remembered that they owed me 3 years arrears. And they paid everything in one check. Guess what? Not only did I pay for the wedding, I bought a car. Listen to me. The car that I would her in, I wouldn't carry her in that car during the day. Oh, it was deliberate. Our meetings were always at night. Just crawling under the cover of the night. You know, because it should be coughing. Oh, I'm always coughing. Sorry, baby. So, you know what? The car was smoking. But you couldn't see it at night. You know, so, hey. I said, oh, this is so dust in this country. It's the dust. So by the time we got married, I bought another car. It was a nice one. It was a BMW. You be my wife. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? In spite of all our anxieties, God knows the future. God knows your tomorrow. Whatever is making you and I anxious today is nonetheless making God anxious. God is guarded. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10, Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10, it says God declares the end from the beginning. It said declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. The counsel of the Lord will stand in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. It says God declares the end from the beginning. It means he knows what December 31st, 2015, he knows what it will be like. Amen? And how he's going to make everything happen for you and for me, he already has it figured out. He's not confused about it. He's not wondering, oh, me. You know, we say, oh, my God. He's not saying, oh, me. What's going to happen to April? Oh, how's Cynthia going to make it? No. He's not worried about that. He's got it taken care of, and he will settle you. I say he will settle you in the mighty name of Jesus. Friends, the one challenge I have for us this year is to believe God. I have since realized that most Christians don't believe God. Most Christians don't believe God. You say, Pastor, how do you know? A lot of Christians don't believe God. In fact, this is fact now, statistics, in the church as a whole, only about 30%, in some churches less, only about 30% pay tithe. Amen? Only about 30% pay tithe. You know why? Because of the uncertainties of life. In the Sunday school this morning, Sister Fumi was teaching us about finance. I believe that was the topic. I met it in the middle, but he was talking about finance. You know, many people cannot pay tithe because they are afraid of their fixed and variable expenses. They say, if I pay this now, how will I get this? How is this going to, how's that? We don't believe God. He says, when you pay the tithe, I will open the windows of heaven and I will pour you blessings that you will not have enough room to contain. If you believe that, you will pay tithe. Is that not so? The Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes. When I'm, you think pastor doesn't fall sick? You have deceived yourself. This morning, I didn't feel like coming to church. Not because I was not happy in my heart, but my body was telling me, you can't do it. I'm like, okay, Mr. Liar. Because the Bible says Satan is a liar. And the father of all liars. So everybody that is lying, Satan is there. I didn't say so. So check this out. I mean, I'm feeling all whatever in my body. And I'm like, I said, my wife came and laid hands on me in bed and prayed. I jumped up. I said, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do it. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I believe the word of God. He said, by his stripes, he has healed me. By his stripes. You were healed. It's in the past. It's a done deal before you fell sick. Somebody didn't hear that. Before you took ill, he already healed you. So it's not about to heal you now because you are sick. No. He took care of it before you fell ill. He took care of you. He took care of it. He says he declares the end. He declares the end from the very, very beginning. Friends, for those that will believe God, God has made certain promises to us. And I'm just going to share a few of them, about four of them from Scripture. Number one, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 17. Jeremiah 31 verse 17. The Bible says there is hope in your future. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. It says there is hope in your future. There is hope in your tomorrow. There is hope in your next week. There is hope in your next month. There is hope in your future. There is hope. There is hope in your future. So don't feel like you are hopeless. You know, everything, all the odds are stacked up against me. In your mind. In your mind. In your mind. In your mind. Every odd that is stacked up against you is only stacked up against you where? In your mind. In your mind. The Bible tells us the story of when when Moses sent the 12 spies to go spy the promised land. The Bible says they went, and when they got there, it was harvest time. They saw, very fat grapes and wonderful things they saw in the land. So they came back, they said, sir, the land is as you have described to us. It is very fertile. The land is good. The fruits are heavy, very, very productive land, very rich land flowing with milk and honey. And then they added their own to it. Nobody asked them before this. This is unsolicited advice and counsel that they were given. They said, but there are giants in the land. That is fact. They saw giants. So if they stopped at, by the way, we saw giants in the land. When you read scripture, God already told them that he was going to give them nations that were mightier than them. So it's not news. They're flowing with milk and honey. Was promised. The giants was also promised. But they now said, we were like grasshoppers in the sight of the giants. The question I always ask here is, who told them? Just think about it. Who told them that they were like grasshoppers in the sight of the giants? The giants? Did the giants say to them, look at you, grasshoppers before me? No, think about it. Did the giants say that to them? Who told them that? Themselves. They convinced themselves that, you know what? We are like, look at them so great and we so small. We are like giants. That is what we do. That is what we do when we elevate our problems or our situations and circumstances above God. There is nothing I am going through and will ever go through that God cannot take care of. Somebody shouts hallelujah. Nothing Nothing. We're going to pray. And it says to them, the second part of it, it says, there is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. What he's saying to you, number one promise here, is there's going to be a restoration. Oh, every wayward child, the Lord will bring them back. In the mighty name of Jesus. It says, it will restore back unto you that which has been lost. Every lost job will be restored. Every business opportunity that has been lost will be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, many times, you know, you were so close to getting something, and then they tell you the time was over or it slipped you by for one reason or the other. God is saying, he will bring your children, that which pertains to you, he will bring them back again into your borders in the name of Jesus. Number two, very quickly, Psalm 37 and verse 37. So number one is restoration. Number two is peace. It says, mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. Friends, listen to me. If you will hold on tight to God, if you will believe God, if you will serve God with all your heart, with all of your soul, if you will walk upright before him, the Bible guarantees, okay, let me rephrase. God guarantees that in your future, there will be peace. Guaranteed. He said the future of that man, it shall be peace. The old King James says the end of that man is peace. The future of that man is peace. There is peace guaranteed for you. Do not be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 23, number 3. Proverbs 23 verse 18. It says, for surely there is a hereafter. It means, you know, whatever, listen to this. Let me challenge us this morning. Think about this. Was there ever a time that you were in a dire strait and you just couldn't, you can't see the end? You can't see a way out of that situation. I've been there. And when you come out of it and you look back, how do you feel? What was the big deal? So God is saying that there is a hereafter. There is what? A here and after. You know how the Bible says, and it came to pass. If it has come, it will pass. If it has come, it will pass. Everything that you can see is temporal. Amen? Everything you can see is temporal. Number four, finally, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15. He says, he that believeth in me, the works which I do, the same also shall he do, and greater works shall he do. Amen? But it starts with believing. If you believe God, this is what the Lord is saying is going to happen to you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15. It says, whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence. Yeah. Okay, it's not I, Adekoye, Sonny. It's I, Jehovah. Amen. El Shaddai, Almighty, the one who was, the one who is, the one that will be forevermore, the one that his word is yea and amen. Amen? The one whose word is what? Yea and amen. It says, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Let me tell you, let me unpack this a little bit for you. I'm almost out of time because I want us to pray. It says, I will make you a joy of many generations. Listen to this. It means, anyone that gets to know you, it becomes a joy for them. Because you know why? Your life is a blessing. Be honest with yourself. There are some people, when you see them, you almost want to duck. Because once you see them, you're like, trouble. Because there are some people, they are just so needy. Just so needy. You know, you won't admit it to them. Hopefully they are not sitting next to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the Bible is saying, he said you will become a joy to generations. It means when people come, they encounter you, they leave you joyful. They look forward to the next time, the next opportunity to connect with you. He said you will become a joy to many generations. May the Lord make you a joy to many generations in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will make you a joy to many generations in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to please rise to our feet. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I am convinced without any shadow of doubt in my heart that God is good. Last week we were talking about this good God. God is good. The Bible says he is good and he doeth good. Not only is he good, he does good things. He does good things. So I am confident that God will do good things for you this year. But I want you to pray. I want you to pray. It is fact. Please hear me. Please hear me. It is fact that for everything God wants to do in your life, there are certain things and people that are ready to resist that thing in your life. Yes? Oh, always, always, always. For every good, there's an evil or bad that is waiting to antagonize it. That is why we pray. That is why we pray. Open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 8. We're going to read two verses, verses 31 and 37, and then we'll pray. Verses 31. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I want you to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being for me. I thank you for being on my side. Therefore, none can be against me. Everyone, anyone, anything that is against me shall fall for my sake because of him in whom I believe, in the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, your word says you are for me. Therefore, no man can be against me. Nothing can resist the force, the power of God that worketh in me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this year I will attain, I will obtain, I will accomplish everything that has been written concerning me. The volume that you have declared, that you have confessed, that you have proclaimed concerning my life, I will receive, I will accomplish in the mighty name of Jesus. The things you have said I will do, those I will do in the name of Jesus. Greater works I will accomplish for your glory, for your praise, in the name of Jesus. Le karada bakosatalia, ye pradika rada bashenderebo, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The second part of it, 37, says we are more than conquerors. Listen to me. Whatever it is that defeated you in 2014 or in years past, you have conquered them this year. You know why? The Bible says, I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I will conquer fear this year. I will conquer intimidation. I will conquer failure. I will conquer rejection. I will conquer lack in the name of Jesus. Why don't you pray as it pertains to you that this year you are conquering. This year you will not be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. I conquer. I conquer. For the Bible says, I am more than a conqueror. My father says, I am more than a conqueror. I conquer disease.
I conquer sickness. I conquer weakness in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Le katalia radabo shanta. Ye karadaba sheka radabo. Ale karabakusta tanda radaga. Ye bakosoto. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please pull this up on the screen for me. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 9. Exodus 15 and verse 9. It says, the enemy said, listen. That's just what I want you to see there. If you know, if the enemy is speaking, he can't speak anything good, right? So don't worry about what he said. But the enemy said, you know what that says to you? There are some people that are saying some things that are not in your favor. That is why the greatest travesty of all is for a Christian not to pray. Any Christian that is not praying, when Satan is constantly praying, he said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall be satisfied on them, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. That is what the enemy is saying. The enemy said, the enemy is obviously not your friend. But listen to this. This is where we're going to take our prayer point. Open to Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 11. Don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't give a hoot what the enemy is saying. Listen to this. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 11. He said, thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Listen to this. He's saying, if that enemy did not create the heaven and that enemy did not create the earth, whatever they say, it will not stand. Their words and their mouth will perish with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Why don't you pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish in the name of Jesus. Their proclamation against my life, it shall not stand in the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and declare it? Because they have not made the heavens and they have not made the earth, their word will not stand. It shall not stand. Not on my life, not on my wife, not on my children, not on the church of God. In the name of Jesus, my God and my Father, their words shall fall come to naught. Their words shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. It shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. It shall not come to pass. It shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Finally, we're going to pray. Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42. We're going to read two verses there and then we're going to pray. We're going to read verses 2 and verse 5. Verse 2 reads, it says, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. This is a man that has a knowing. He said, I know. Somebody say, I know.
I know.
It's important that you know. It's important that you know. Unfortunately, a lot of people, what they know is what the enemy has said. You know how people will tell you, they said, oh, they have said that I cannot make it. They have said I cannot do it. You are trying to move ahead in life, and somebody said that you can't accomplish that thing, and that is what you are repeating. Say, oh, I can't. That's all they know. But he says, I know that God, you see the U there, the Y is capital. He's talking about God. He said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. God can do everything and nobody can withhold his purpose. If he has proposed to do anything, trust me, he will do it. It is only my unbelief that can mess things up. I know that you can do everything and there is no purpose of yours that can be withheld. Verse 5, he said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Listen, this is where I'm going with this. This is where I'm going. How many of you have had great testimonies in the past? You had the testimony, you went, wow. Wow. Okay, is this really real? Is this really true? You have heard by the hearing of the ear. But today you are going to pray that not only will you hear, you will become the sight. They will see it in your life. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have heard great testimonies. Lord, make me that testimony in the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I have heard of your great works. I have heard of your great deeds. Lord, let my eyes behold you in your glory and majesty. In the name of Jesus, may I behold the King of glory, the mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lekarada bashakata, ye pradiarada boshanda, ekarada bashende rebo. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Friends, let me tell you a secret. When prayer points are raised, they are not just for the moment. Amen? It's not just for the moment. You know, because we are on a schedule. Yeah? I'm past the time now. The time beeped me. It got tired. It stopped. That means when you see the actual time in the back, it means your time was over a while back. So my time is over. But I'm saying this to you. If you didn't get the prayer point, get with somebody else that got it. Take it home and own it. And own it. Make it your own. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Lord, I lift up your church before you this morning. Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, do what you alone can do. Your word clearly tells us that you can do everything. And there is none of your purpose that can be held back. Lord, let your purpose be done. Let your purpose be established. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.